March 3. Love. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. John says, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. No language can express this love. We can describe but a faint degree of love that passeth knowledge. It would require the language of the infinite to express the love that has made it possible for us to be called the sons of God. In becoming a Christian, a man does not step down. There is no shame in having connection with the living God. Jesus bore the humiliation and shame and reproach that justly belonged to the sinner. He was the majesty of heaven. He was the King of glory. He was equal with the Father, and yet he clothed his divinity with humanity, that humanity might touch humanity, that divinity might lay hold of divinity. Had he come as an angel, he would not have been partaker with us of our sufferings, could not have been tempted in all points like as we are. He could not have sympathized with our sorrows, but he came in the garb of humanity, that as our substitute and surety, he might overcome the prince of darkness in our behalf and make us victors through his merits. As we stand under the shadow of the cross of Calvary, the inspiration of his love fills our hearts. When I look upon him whom my sins have pierced, the inspiration from on high comes upon me, and this inspiration may come upon each one of you through the Holy Spirit. Unless you receive the Holy Spirit, you cannot have the love of God in the soul. But through a living connection with Christ, we are inspired with love and zeal and earnestness. We are not a block of marble, which may reflect the light of the sun, but cannot be imbued with life. We are capable of responding to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. For as Christ illuminates our souls, he gives light and life. We drink in the love of Christ as the branch draws nourishment from the vine. If we are grafted into Christ, if fiber by fiber we have been united with the living vine, we shall give evidence of this fact by bearing rich clusters of fruit. Review and Herald, September 27, 1892.